Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
A vote in the European Parliament today may mean the days of the veggie burger or plant-based steak is numbered. Many European livestock farmers see plant-based foods that mimic meat as a threat and one more challenge facing a troubled sector. And joining me to discuss this now is Francie Gorman, who is president of the Irish Farmers Association. Francie, is this really a big deal? Does it matter if there are packets in the fridge in your supermarket that say things like veggie burgers?
Well, I think it, everything counts. It does matter, of course. And I think this came about, Kira, from a request by the European Council to look into this. And the Commission have come forward with proposals around the CMO, and there's also a number of amendments tomorrow or today going to be tabled that we would be particularly anxious, not just ourselves in IFA, but COPA COGECA, the organisation of umbrella organisation of European farmers that we're affiliated to, want to see an amendment put on the table by the EPP passing this, which would strengthen this even more.
Okay, so what if this is passed? What will change for consumers? They literally, instead of seeing veggie sausages, they'll see, I don't know what they'd call them, veggie tubes or something. They'd call them some other term. Is that what we're looking at? Because it kind of insults consumers. I, by the way, I'm not a huge fan of the veggie burger myself. I prefer the meat burger. That's the truth of it. But I can differentiate between the two in the shop.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, well, I think to be fair to consumers and to be fair to producers, there needs to be a clear definition of what meat-related products are. And the amendment tabled by the proposal tabled around the CMO doesn't include, it includes terms like meat, chicken, beef, but it doesn't include terms like sausage, burger, or steak. And to be clear, consumers need to be better informed. We're listening to this time and time again around how consumers should be informed and around everything that they buy. And meat-related products shouldn't be any different. So the EPP amendment would seek to include the terms like sausage, burger, or steak in this. And it gives consumers a clear view that if you buy a burger, that it's a meat-related product. And to be fair, like as long as I can remember, if you buy a burger, or you buy a sausage, or you buy a steak, it generally relates to meat-related products. And the idea that you can have a highly processed, even more so than a beef burger, a highly processed product, put on the shelf and call it a burger, is misleading to consumers. And it's unfair to producers who produce this. It's unfair to the
So you think this is a consumer issue? I'm not sure I fully agree with you. I think this is an issue designed to protect the industry. Does the industry need protection that much?
Well, I think, Kira, why shouldn't the industry be protected? Every sector of society seeks to be protected and you seek to be rewarded for the work that you do. And we have done an amount of work over decades to ensure that the products that we produce are traceable, are of the highest standard. And I think consumers are entitled to be informed of that. And what this does is it seeks to do that. It's only an opinion of the European Parliament that will then go into trilogue discussions, and there will be a definitive vote at Parliament level later on to either pass this or not. So we're quite happy that the EPP amendment in particular is on the table, and we'd like to see that passed as part of this legislation.
On a slightly tangential thing, things like almond milk and all, will we see them going as well? Because clearly there's no milk in an almond.
There's a much, this would seek to bring meat products in line with the definition of dairy products. And whether it's meat or milk, I mean, generally milk, people associate milk coming from a cow, not from an almond. And I mean, this is the sort of thing that, that consumers should be properly informed of. And let them call it almond juice if they want to, or let them call it something else, but they shouldn't be calling it milk.
All right. Do you expect that this is actually going to become statute and law? I presume you'd welcome if it does. I know farmers feel under pressure.
We absolutely would, Ciara, and we hope it will become law. But I mean, today is really just about opinion from the European Parliament, and then it will go into negotiations with the Commission, the Council, and the Parliament, and then it will finally come back to the Parliament for a decision on it. And we would be hoping at that stage that it will be passed.
That is Francie Gorman, their president of the Irish Farmers Association. Let us know what you think. What would you call a veggie burger if you don't call it a burger, Shane?
Ooh.
Patty,
veggie patty.
I don't know. I'm disc. Like, what would you call it?
I don't know. What do you think? Burger or not burger?
I kind of know where I would feel more strongly about the milk. I often see things like oat milk and almond milk, and I go, that's not really milk. But let us know out there what you think this morning, Arlene.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.